We're going to start now with the news in Ukraine, which early today faced some of the worst Russian shelling since the start of the war. 84 missiles, 10 cities. Retaliation for the attack Saturday on that key bridge that connected Russia to annexed Crimea. Just a few hours ago, Russia's President Vladimir Putin gave a speech threatening more Russian missile strikes. The EU condemned the Russian attacks and warned Belarus to back off allowing Russia to fire missiles across its border. Isabel Kashudian is the Ukraine bureau chief for our editorial partners at the Washington Post. She's in Kryvyi Rih, east of Kyiv. Isabel, what are you seeing and hearing?
Yeah, I mean, where I'm at, which is ironically much closer to the front line than Kyiv is, not too bad here today. I mean, pretty much every city in Ukraine experienced some sort of missile strike, you know, strikes to power plants, things that would disrupt, you know, light, power, electricity, water. So, you know, here there's obviously a sense of nervousness around people who are just kind of waiting for what's next. I think a lot of people are just, you know, staying inside today, sheltering in place. But really the main kind of attacks today were in the capital itself and really in the downtown area, which is something we haven't really seen for the entire war. Even when the Russian troops were right outside of Kyiv, they never managed to strike the city center itself until today.
Well, and you say there's been critical infrastructure struck elsewhere in the country, but we know, for instance, one missile fell right near a playground in Kyiv.
Yeah, that's a very popular park. It's actually only a couple blocks away from my apartment there. You know, I remember walking around last weekend and it was filled with families, people riding bikes, people just sitting on the bench. I mean, it's really the heart of the city, right next to, you know, the National University, is really busy around that time of morning, you know, 8:30, where, you know, you've obviously got rush hour traffic and it's a main kind of road. So, you know, most of the casualties have been just people who are probably going to work and were in their cars.
Well, and you say there's some nervousness. Was there also an expectation that after the attack on the bridge that was so important to Russia, it linked Crimea, which Russia has annexed, to the Russian mainland? Ukrainian officials haven't claimed credit for that attack, but we're seeing pictures of Ukrainians posing in front of, you know, photographs of the blown up bridge. Was there an expectation that Russia would respond?
Yes, I think so. But, you know, the soldiers I was with here at the southern front line, even a couple days ago on Saturday, right after the explosion at the bridge happened, I mean, they were among those who were pretty stoked about it. But even they were kind of on edge waiting for the bombardment that was going to come after that. I think people definitely expected some kind of an answer. But then to, you know, see it happen, especially downtown Kyiv, where I think a lot of people had assumed that the air defense there was the strongest in the country.
Yeah. Well, look, many Russians have been expressing themselves with their feet, leaving Russia to avoid the draft to fight in Ukraine. But we also know there's a hawk element in Russia that's been criticizing Putin for the way the war is going. And on Saturday, a new general was appointed, Sergei Surovikin. He previously led Russian forces in Syria. He's been accused of using brutal and controversial military tactics there in Syria. Can we assume that this escalation is in part Putin trying to demonstrate to hawks in his country that he's got a handle on this war?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, propagandists in Russia are rejoicing over this. You've got Ramzan Kadyrov, you know, the head of the Chechen Republic, saying that he's finally 100% satisfied with the direction that this is going. The proxy leader of Crimea also saying that there's been a good change and, you know, this is good news today. So I think Putin, you know, as much as anything, needs to demonstrate, you know, to his own kind of circle and the pressure he was facing for kind of battlefield failures that, hey, we're still to be feared here.
And what's been the Ukrainian response to these missile strikes? We know Putin has accused the Ukrainians of being terrorists. Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that these were terrorist attacks on his country. How else is he responding?
Yeah, I think the Ukrainian response now is to really show this to the world and say, this is why we need better air defense systems. This is something they've been asking for, tranches of security assistance for a while now. And I think they're going to say, look, we told you that we needed this, and this is why. You know, Zelensky, what he did was go outside of his office, very similar to the first days of the war, where he kind of films a selfie video of himself in downtown Kyiv and kind of reassure Ukrainians that, you know, Ukraine existed before this and it will exist after this, and, you know, tell people to stay inside and shelter today.
That's the Washington Post Ukraine Bureau Chief Isabel Kurshudian in country talking about today's missile strikes from Russia. Isabel, thank you and stay safe.
Thank you.